More of Lake Effect. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. A fifth woman came forward on Monday to accuse Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore of making sexual advances at her when she was a teenager. Both Democrats and some Republicans have pressured Moore to drop out of the race.
But the allegations against Moore are just the latest in a changing climate surrounding sexual misconduct, or at least the reporting of it. In recent weeks, people have come forward to tell stories of sexual advances and assault. Allegations have been made against producer Harvey Weinstein, actor Kevin Spacey, comedian Louis C.K., and journalist Michael Oreskes and Mark Halperin, among others.
It is certainly a different climate today than it was 4 years ago when former U.S. speed skater Bridie Farrell spoke out on Lake Effect about her sexual abuse at age 15 by a teammate who was in his 30s. At least one other skater spoke out publicly, and Andy Gable subsequently admitted to what he termed a brief inappropriate relationship. Today, Farrell is working to change laws regarding sexual crimes against children, and we reached her in New York. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Mitch.
All right, so we're seeing new disclosures nearly every day, allegations and even some admissions of sexual misconduct by men generally in positions of power over the women who are bringing these cases to light. Given what you did 4 years ago, how would you describe, I guess, your feelings about the climate that seems to make at least it's somewhat easier to be heard today?
Well, I think that the tidal wave of women coming forward and having the strength to speak up to their abusers who, like you said, predominantly are in positions of power. The environment of one woman doing it, 2, 4, 8, that tidal wave is what's allowing it to happen. And from a personal standpoint, every day is really tough. But from personal standpoint, also, every day is amazing that there's so much. Even the word would be sisterhood of so many people understand and so many people get it. And folks that have been scared for years have finally found that voice and that strength to come forward and speak out.
And of course, I didn't want to suggest either that it makes it easier to tell these stories. Given your insights, is there a risk in thinking the women who are coming forward today are finding it any easier to discuss these things, even with the changing climate?
Your question there is perfect, that it's never easy. It's never fun. It's never done for fame or for fortune. It's hard. It's still hard for me to tell my story, and I've been telling it publicly for 4 years. However, yes, having someone say, I've been there too, I get it. Having someone say, hashtag, I believe you, is a big deal and really helpful. And then having 100 people say it is huge. The flip side of that is there are still men who don't believe it when multiple women are coming forward and saying the exact same story. So there's still two sides to the problem.
Well, and the other thing we don't seem to be seeing, even as some men are like Louis C.K. are admitting to their conduct, we don't see any of this right now translating into changes in the laws regarding this behavior and or the statute of limitations regarding it. But that is, I gather, something that you have been working on, right?
That's exactly it. It's really empowering that so many women are coming forward. And now we're seeing the gymnasts come forward who were underage. However, what people also don't understand is that the statute of limitations for child sexual abuse is actually quite short. And these perpetrators are still on the street. So I personally am working round the clock to try and pass the Child Victims Act, which would extend the statute of limitations in New York State.
What is the statute of limitations in New York State, and where do things stand as far as that legislation goes?
So the statute of limitations for nearly all child sex abuse crimes in New York State is 5 years. So that means an individual has until age 23 to report. What the Child Victims Act does is it extends the criminal and civil aspects of the law. It also eliminates the 90-day notice of claim for public institution. And then the third tier is that it allows a window for survivors of sexual abuse an opportunity to call out their abusers in civil court on a retroactive way. And some say that the purpose of this retroactive opportunity is justice for the survivor. And although some survivors of child sexual abuse might find healing through the process of suing their abuser, the biggest part is that it names the abuser who is still on the street abusing kids. I mean, these aren't one and done kind of guys. It's systematic that they grow up and the girls all stay 15 years old. So when that girl outgrows him, he just gets another victim. And so that's why that opportunity to identify known abusers is so important, as well as holding institutions accountable.
As we're having this conversation, you mentioned gymnasts are now coming forward, most notably Ali Raisman on 60 Minutes in the last few days. But are you seeing national sports federations being any more responsive to the kinds of issues that you've brought up and others have brought up in the past 4, 5, 10 years?
Personally, no. I haven't seen any of the national governing bodies of the Olympic sports taking any responsibility in this. I went on USA Gymnastics webpage today and with a bit of digging was able to find a press release that mentioned that they stand with Ali, but that's pretty lame. I mean, what the woman has been through is, I can tell you firsthand, it's pretty horrific. And there's a lot of, well, USA Gymnastics now has safe sport. Well, in order to be in the Olympic Committee, you have to have safe sport. So it's not as if it's voluntary. But it's the same as we're seeing in Hollywood, where it's quote unquote known that these guys do this. And Hollywood can let go of whether it's Louis C.K. or Weinstein or, you know, Paul DeJour, but these athletes are the product. And so the situation is very different. An actress can be picked up by another producer who has moral conviction. But an athlete where there's only one national team coach, that's all you have. You can't just pick up your bags and go and train someplace else. You're in high school. And so it really falls upon the adults that are running these organizations to protect the kids. And it just seems so insultingly backwards that here we are 4 years after me and how many years after other survivors of abuse in sports have spoken, and we're having the same conversation. It's discouraging, really.
This is part of the national conversation today, but do you have concerns about how the national conversation takes place and how frequently the conversation changes, that we could all be talking about this today and a week from now or a month from now, it could all be, you know, thrown to the back pages?
Well, it's not going to stay. The topic of sexual abuse is not going to stay on the front pages forever, but the conversation about sexual abuse will be changed forever. Just even surrounding the words, the hashtag of Me Too, like the amount of women that came forward and told such personal stories and the amount of vulnerability that women shared is just a huge thing. This weekend, I spoke at Georgetown and I actually, for the first time, called on women to be very proactive in this, in that if they are sexually abused, to name it and to say that was, you know, a date rape situation, and also have the courage to call that person and say what you did was not right, because our men and boys can't change if they don't know what they're doing is wrong. I mean, things are changing finally. And women are talking about this and have been talking about this, but I'm not convinced that men have. And so how can we raise our men and boys that they respect women when we've been in an environment of tolerating harassment and abuse systematically for so long?
Do you think what you did 4 years ago had played a role in what all of these women have been able to do today?
I think that we've all played a role. And when one of us is not safe, none of us are safe. And so if my speaking up was part of this momentum, I'm happy to have played that part. But I know that when each one of these women speak, it resonates with me, and it helps me. So I hope that I've helped other folks along the way. And also I hope that I bring the awareness to men, and that they reflect and think about what's right and what are boundaries and what's consent, and in my situation, what's downright illegal. And now we just need, like I said, governing bodies and then legislative bodies to update their standards.
Well, Bridie Farrell, thank you again. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much.
Bridie Farrell is a former U.S. speed skater. Today, she's working in her home state of New York to change laws regarding the statute of limitations for sexual crimes against children. You can find links to her story and more coverage of the issue at WUWM.com.